Hey there, and welcome to the Voice of Topsfield. This is the podcast where we bring our community closer together by sharing the amazing stories, interviews, and updates about the people, events, and places that make Topsfield so special. We release new episodes every week, so you'll always be in the loop with what's happening around town. You can catch the Voice of Topsfield on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or straight from our website. Thanks for joining us, and let's dive into the heart of our community together.
Hi, welcome to the next episode of the Voice of Topsfield, broadcasting live from 50 Main Street in Topsfield. Today, we are joined by Jimmy Smith. Jimmy, thank you for coming to the show.
My pleasure.
So, Jimmy, the first question I usually ask people is how you ended up in Topsfield.
Let's see. Well, I'm from Lynn originally, so I was born and raised there. And when I was 20, I moved to Los Angeles and met my husband there. We had three kids and then decided to move back to the East Coast to be around our families. So we rented a house in Medford and another house in Saugus for 2 years. And it took us 3 years. We looked all over the Boston area, ended up looking at some property that was available in Topsfield and just loved the vibe. Like, it's a really cool place. It's nice, but it's not uptight. And we just thought it was a really, we just liked the feel here. And so we kept looking and eventually found this house. And the previous owners had done a beautiful job restoring it, and we just loved it. So that's how we ended up here. But, you know, I grew up going to the Topsfield Fair, and everyone, of course, I knew, we all loved it up here. So
that's awesome. How long have you been at Topsfield?
That's 12 years.
12 years.
Yep.
So that means, I don't know if people know this, but you have triplets, right?
I do. I do have 16-year-old triplets, and we moved here when they were 4 years old. So, yeah.
Wow. I have twins, and I thought that was a big deal, but yeah. How was it raising triplets?
It was really hard. It was hard. You know, I never had kids before, so you just do what you have to do. Show up, and, you know, I don't know it any differently, so. But it was, you know, you're focused. You go into shock when they say, so we detected three heartbeats, and then just kind of like go a little numb. And then all of a sudden they're 5 years old and you kind of come out of it a little bit. Like, it's a blur. Like, it's just feet clean, play.
Repeat.
Yeah, nonstop. So, and they're amazing. I mean, they really are amazing kids. And we have a lot of fun together. And it's like, they're 16 and there's three of them. And it's like
a lot.
Yeah, it's hard. It's just really hard.
And so they're at Masco.
Two are at Governor's and one is going back to Masco. He did when the three of them started Governor's last year.
Oh, okay.
Up in Byfield. So Ryder wanted to go back to Masco and the girls are staying.
And did they do like local sports or anything like that?
Yeah. They all over the years had done everything. Soccer, hockey, baseball, just the list goes on and on. Tennis now, track, basketball, wow. Rock climbing, surfing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when you're not raising triplets,
yes.
What are you doing?
That's all I'm doing. I'm a professional chef. I still have a catering company in Los Angeles. But when I moved back here, through a weird series of events, I tried selling my shares of my company to my business partners and they said no. So I'm still an owner. And it was the best failure I ever had and the worst mistake they ever made. So I'm still an owner. Now that the kids are driving, things have changed. Like, Ryder got his license a couple weeks ago. And Elisa got her license a couple months ago. So everything's changed. Like, my life was just carting them around everywhere and shopping. And now they're doing most of that themselves. So I've actually proposed a new position with my company that is happening.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. So I'm going to build a food truck.
Very cool. What type of?
We have like five menus that we're kind of playing with right now. We don't know which one. I'm going to leave it up to the chef who works for us now in Los Angeles to kind of help decide that. But I think that's what I want to do. So, yeah. So I'll start. And I can do it from here. I'll build it here and then drive it to LA and it'll live at our commercial kitchen in Burbank.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What's your favorite type of food to cook?
Dessert. I love baking, love desserts.
What kind of desserts?
Everything. I love chocolate bread pudding, cakes, eclairs, butterscotch pudding. Like, I just keep going. Like, it just, I love desserts. And I love making scones, and I like, you know, like, I love Azumi's ginger scones. Like, I make those.
Yeah. Would you ever open up something on the East Coast?
Thought about it a lot, and have come close a couple times. We've actually leased spaces, and then just what it takes to open a restaurant is it's a lot. Like, it's everything. It's from when you wake up to when you go to bed every single day for a year, and then another year. And with being a full-time stay-at-home dad for triplets, I'd either have to hire people to take over what I was doing. Didn't really want to do that. So I thought about it, but it's a lot.
But you have a lot of experience having started these things.
Yeah. So I started one company when I was 27.
Very cool.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I started this is the Voice of Topsfield is so people in the community could connect with others. Now, where I see that playing is that somewhere, maybe, listening to the Voice of Topsfield is someone, either a young kid or someone that's a bit older, that always wanted to open up a restaurant or always wanted to start a food truck and have no idea how to do it. And then know that there's someone that it lives in town that has done that a lot, that they could go meet at Zoomies and be like, hey.
Right. So let me put it out there. If anyone here knows how to open a food truck, please let me know, because I have no idea what I'm doing.
And then conversely, if anyone out there is listening, wants to open a restaurant, now Jimmy's a resource for you.
I'm a caterer. I've never opened a restaurant. But
the other part of it too is it's not just the catering or a restaurant. It's the ability to go out on your own and create something new.
Yep.
And that's really what's important for me is for young kids or people coming up to understand, like, hey, there's an opportunity to start your own business, go after your own dreams. There's people in the community, whether it be me or whether it be you, that have done this a couple times and are willing to help. And that's, you know, I know kids sometimes talk to their parents about wanting to start their own business. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the community that would love to help, you know, kids try to figure that out. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I started the Voice of Topsfield is to do that, to make those connections.
Absolutely.
So let's see. What are some of the things that you're involved in the community? Some of the things you're working on, helping out with?
Well, I've done a bunch of stuff over the years. I was on the Topsfield Educational Foundation as the president for a few years, and we did a ton of things, got stuff for the schools, helped get all the roofs repaired. And I've done a lot. So my husband, Dan, was on the school committee. I've done some classroom teaching I've done a couple. Like, we made salsa and guacamole in the classes a couple times.
That's cool.
Yeah. What else?
What's the Educational Foundation?
Topsfield Educational Foundation is like Tesco. It's a fundraising organization. It's no longer like after COVID, it just kind of stopped. It did a lot of the same things Tesco does. So we'd raise money and then use it for programs for the school or whatever. You know, just trying to make the educational experience for the students better. That was the main goal. So we did that for a while. And right now, the past couple of years with the kids has been kind of just all consuming. You know, I haven't had much time to do anything else.
So last week we talked to Michelle, and she had told us all about, like, how big the North Shore is and Topsfield is in general for biking and fitness, things like that. And you and I met at CrossFit, and you know, it's a great program, but I just wanted to kind of hear how you found out about it and why it's so important to you.
I've been going to the gym since I was a teenager, and I do a terrible job there. Like, I just do half-assed workouts. I never break out of sweat. I never talk to another person. And it's kind of a joke, but I've gone anyway, because I know you're supposed to go. And then someone in Topsfield said there's CrossFit here, and I've heard of it and never had done it. So I checked it out and went to Greg's gym, Gym Core CrossFit, and gave it a try. And I've loved it. Like, it's really been amazing for me. Like, it's hard. Like, you absolutely break out in a sweat every time you work out. And I've gotten to know everyone there. It's like a huge community. It's like a really, like, honestly, one of the best parts of living in Topsfield is this community I've become a part of at Gym Core CrossFit. And I'm in better shape than I've ever been. I eat better. My daughter does it with me, and she loves it. So it's been a really great thing. Like, very solid program. Like, Greg is like an amazing coach and just has a really good sensibility. He's like detail oriented. I get him, you know, he's a good guy.
Yeah. I think it's a really, really great way if people need help getting back into shape, you know, because if you go to a gym, you're just kind of doing whatever it is that you come up with.
Right.
Which isn't great sometimes.
Right.
Whereas when, you know, you're working with Greg and working with Gym Core,
yeah,
you know, they can really help me. They help me.
Yes.
Is get back into a healthier way of living. More mobility, more flexibility, more strength. Like, and at 51 years old, I think about that a lot
now. Yeah, me too. Me too. And they've absolutely, like, I have some physical issues that I've had since I was born, and they've helped me to increase my flexibility in a way that I thought was just like physically impossible. Like, I can do things now that I couldn't do 5 years ago when I started, because they're like, just keep trying, just keep doing it. And they were right. And so they've been really good. And just all the people there, like, everyone's great. Everyone's there. They want to have a better, healthier life. And they go. And so I've just met some really great people.
Yeah. And I mean, that was my first social thing in Topsfield, because we came in and we lived in Brookline, and then we came in 2020 during COVID and everything was shut down. And
yep.
I didn't know anyone here. And then the first thing I did socially was going to the CrossFit.
Yep.
And Gym Core. So met a ton of people, you included, and that's how you're on the show today.
That's right. I was not expecting that to be a social thing. Like, I did it strictly for fitness, and it turned into the social thing. So it was a nice surprise.
I think one of the funniest things for me is when I used to go to my daughter's like band practices or something like that, or the performances, and I'd recognize all the people from class in the audience.
Right.
And I just thought that was really cool. It was really cool for me, having come in and not really know too many people here, to, you know, have some connections.
Yep. Absolutely. So
the first time I ran into you outside of CrossFit was at the Tomato Festival.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I did the Tomato Festival. Right. No, for 2 years. That was a lot of fun. We did the, thanks for reminding me. We did, I helped organize the tasting of all the recipes. So people would come and bring their tomato recipes and we would judge them, and then they got surprised. And so on.
Like salsa or tomato sauce or?
Look, we had different categories. It was like a raw tomato, like salsa. There was a tomato sauce specifically, and then like a more creative one. So we had different categories, and that was a lot of fun.
Did your daughter make one?
No, my daughter was a judge 1 year.
Judge?
Yes. I think we did it at least 2 years, if not more. And it's not happening this year, so that's kind of sad. But it was a really fun project to do.
Was there someone who always won?
Yes. I'd have to think of her name. She won, I think, maybe every year. Like, there were three categories. I'll look it up. But she was a really good cook, so she knew what she was doing, and her stuff was fantastic and spot on. But it was a big deal, you know, like when like 8-year-old girl came and brought her tomato sauce that she made herself, and it was like, this is awesome. You know, anyone who, like, I'm horrified to make food and give it to someone so they could judge it. Horrified. Like, I probably would never enter any contest ever for that reason. And the fact that people would just show up and do that, I think they're brave as hell. Like, it's a big deal. So anyone who brought food to that was a huge winner. and it's super brave, braver than me, for sure.
Yeah,
that's why I was a judge and not a participant.
So what, I'm sure you know a lot of people in town. You've met them just over the years. What's something that people might be surprised to learn about you? Something you're good at, something you were involved with?
Let's see. Well, I'm sober 30 years. That is that.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Let's see. My husband and I have been together for 24 years, married for 14. What else might people not know about me? Let's see. Oh, you know, I just did a road trip. I just did a 2-week trip from here in Topsfield. I drove to Burbank to my business and then back. So I had a 2-week trip in my camper, and it was kind of like a bucket list thing that I've been wanting to do forever. And so I visited my sister in Illinois, and I saw half a dozen friends and had a business meeting in Burbank, and then drove back. And it was so great. Like I'm a stay-at-home dad for triplets. I haven't had like 2 or 3 days to myself since they were born. And just to be able to drive and listen to music and think and listen to podcasts, it was just probably one of the smartest things I've ever done for myself. I just feel like a human being again after doing it.
Was there something that on that trip that really stood out to you? Like a place you saw, maybe even like a sunset or a meal you ate that you're like, yes, this made the whole trip worthwhile?
You know, like there was a few things like that. One in particular was I hooked up with a friend of mine from pre-sober days. Like he was a friend of mine in Los Angeles. We used to party a lot, very heavily. And after I got sober, I just really couldn't hang out with him anymore because he was still using. And then he got sober 11, 12 years ago. And we just reconnected after, you know, just a few months ago. So I stopped and saw him on the way back, and I went to Tucson, and we went to a meeting together, and we had lunch together, and you know, it was really good. It was really, really good. He was someone I loved. Like, he was just this great guy. He was married to this woman, Tina, and we were all great friends together, but it got very messy and ugly, and he continued on a, like, not a great path for the next however many years. So it was good to see him well and happy and secure, and you know, it's really good. It was amazing. And then, yeah, let's see. I had a great meal at, where was it? In Santa Fe, a restaurant there called Compound, I think. Just fantastic food. So mostly I just ate truck stop food, which in this day and age is pretty good. The truck stops, they all have grind as you go, like grind the coffee beans as you want your own cup. Every place. So there's like good coffee everywhere now. It was like awesome. And I'm a huge coffee guy. Let's see. So yeah, that was probably one of the highlights of the trip.
What, when you were in the car and you were listening to music?
Yeah.
What are you listening to?
A lot of like 70s soft rock. Like I'm into anything that I can sing to, which is like basically nothing, honestly, but I like the Eagles, ELO, Supertramp, Billy Joel, things like that. Like, you know, yacht rock. Mm. But then I was also listening to like some 60s, some 70s, some 80s. I was kind of like skipping around the decades and listening to fun stuff from all the different decades. So I listened to a lot of stuff.
One of the coolest things that with my daughters that I've been experiencing over since that is introducing to my music.
Yep.
So my daughter now is walking around singing Concrete Blonde, Joey, which is very cool for a 12-year-old.
Yep.
You know, Billy Idol, Danzig, the Misfits, stuff like that. So it's one of my funnest things that I do is because having played music for so long,
right,
being able to share that with my children, it's a real great opportunity.
Yep.
Bond.
My husband's a musician and my daughter's a musician. She plays guitar and bass and drum. She's actually a really phenomenal drummer, and they play stuff together. She did Dan does, he puts out albums. He's putting out a lot of songs right now. He's writing, and my daughter's helping. It's very cool.
Is she playing with him on the albums?
She did. She came up with a beat, a drum beat for one of the songs. Like he works with like the violin player for the E Street Band, and he works with the guy who does stuff with Bob Dylan, and he like works with these, and he had all these people trying to like help him with this particular song, and he couldn't get the beat right, and he put a upside down bucket in front of her and said, "Here's what I'm doing, help me figure it out," and she just got it. Like immediately, without any, like it was so easy for her. Like she's really got that type of brain. So it's very cool to see them connect like that.
And who are you listening to for podcasts?
You know, on this trip, you know, I listen to stuff like I've always listened to The Moth, and I've always listened to This American Life. And on this trip, you like Serial, I liked a lot, but like the true crime. So on this trip, I listened to some true crime podcasts. Was fun about a serial killer near Manchester, New Hampshire. So it's kind of cool.
I listen to one myself. It's called Mr. Bell, and it's something like that. Because I'm doing like some long pieces rowing now or biking.
Right.
So I need some distraction. That's a good one.
I want to come back and interview you, Pete. I want to do you for this. So let's just put that out there now. Let's schedule it, okay?
Yeah. All right. Do it.
Good.
So last question is generally like kind of letting people know what's coming up, what you'd like to let people know what's going on, things that you find that are coming up in the community that are important to, or just let people know about.
Well, I mean, outside of, you know, I'm starting this new project with my business with the food truck. So that's what I have going on. That's what my focus is going to be on for now, for the next year at least. And, you know, my husband is just releasing a ton of music. So it's great to see that happening. Like, and he shares it with the town all the time. And then it's just, you know, the kids enter in the junior year. So the next 2 years is like a kind of crazy, fast changing time. So, and I know everything's going to get very weird in the next couple of years. So I'm trying to enjoy it. Trying like not to get overwhelmed by it. Yeah. So that's it. Like I'm a full-time stay-at-home job dad. That's my job, you know? So
I think that's great. And it makes me think of another question that I'm going to ask you.
Go ahead.
Which is,
I've got all day.
We have a lot of young parents.
Yep.
In this community. And you've been through quite a lot.
Yep.
So maybe have some advice, or, you know, you're on the other side of.
Here's my advice. Whatever you decide to do, do the opposite, because later you're going to say, I did all the wrong things. So if you start out wrong, then you'll switch it to the right one. Does that make sense? No. Oh, sorry. Bad joke. But that's what it's like. No advice. You know why? Because there's no advice. Like every single situation that you get yourself into, there's one way to do it, and then someone else is telling you the exact opposite way to do it. So you just have to, like, try to be in the moment, try to make the best choices with what's in front of you. And no two kids are alike, so no two solutions are alike. And just try to trust yourself, you know? And you're going to make mistakes. I've made so many. I have to make amends to my kids all the time, because I make mistakes, I screw up, I say things I shouldn't. So, you know, don't try to be perfect. And also, avail yourself to the town. You know, it's a great place to raise kids here. They all have, you know, it's safe. Like, well, I grew up in Lynn, so you would never leave a bike for 5 minutes. Like, you wouldn't leave a bike in front of the store, go in to get a soda and then come out, because the bike would be gone. And then I've seen bikes in people's front yards for like 3 weeks and just still there. Like, so it's a great town, really great town. For just feeling safe and connected. My kids, you know, they're like, they hate it. They want to be like someplace that's busy with lots to do, and they feel bored to death here. But I think that having that foundation of being safe and steady will pay off for their entire lives.
So Jimmy, really appreciate you being on the show today. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to share about Topsfield or anything? Any closing thoughts?
No. But thank you for having me come here. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you for everyone for joining the Voice of Topsfield. See you again next week. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Voice of Topsfield. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this week's conversation. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, Pandora, and all your favorite listening platforms. We release a new episode every Friday, so stay tuned for more local news, events, and stories. Until next time, this is Topsfield.